This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the story of a man who decided to stop witnessing, but couldn't. The reason why comes from Jeremiah chapters 16 through 20. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, I had lunch with a man who was quite discouraged in his efforts to talk to people about Christ. In fact, this man had been told by a Christian worker that because today's people are so secularized in their thinking and their understanding of God was so limited, there was no real point in sharing the gospel anymore. It was fruitless. I would imagine that Jeremiah the prophet could have come to the same conclusion 3,000 years ago. The people seemed to be in no mood to listen. Their understanding of God was so fouled up they couldn't tell the difference between a cistern and a fountain. So why continue to talk to them? There comes a point when even good men get fed up. And that is apparently what happened to Jeremiah. He had been giving his people the message of God, pleading with them and praying for them, but nothing seemed to do any good. Their hearts were like stone, hard and unchanging. They did not want to listen to the word of God. And finally Jeremiah reached the end of his rope. Notice his words in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Then said I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. I'm sure Jeremiah was thinking, what's the point? Why talk to these people if they stop their ears? If they refuse to listen, there is no point in trying to persuade them. But when he stifled and suppressed the message of God, he was like a container filled with hot steam, ready to explode. After Jeremiah said he would not mention God again or speak in his name, we find these words. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. It was the word of God within Jeremiah that wouldn't stay put. He had to share it. He kept on witnessing to people because he couldn't help it. In every generation, there are doomsayers who say that the state of the world is so bad that nothing can be done about it. Incredibly enough, sometimes these are people who know the Lord, but have become so discouraged with the response of people that they give up. But inside us, the Word of God should be burning like a fire, so we have to share it with others. You see, when people won't listen to the gospel, that's exactly when we need to be sharing it. The key to effective witnessing is not a responsive audience, but the Word of God burning inside of us. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you'd like practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's devotional guide. Daily Walk provides a helpful daily Bible reading guide and practical insights for your personal and family devotions. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, are the words you speak for God chaff or grain? Our passage is Jeremiah 21 through 25. On Daily Discipleship.